Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. Today, we hope the message will encourage you. It's titled Miracle Grow. The scripture text is 2 Peter 3, verse 18.
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
The last several days we've spent a lot of time working on our lawn and gardens. In fact, already we did so this morning. The weather's been beautiful and many long-term readers are aware that this is a mutual interest we both have, although Brooksine has the green thumb. I tend to care for the lawn and she tends the vegetable garden and many, many ornamentals. Yesterday we stopped by our local home center and I saw Bob, a pastor friend of mine who also likes gardening. He had some Miracle-Gro that he was taking home to use. We often use Miracle-Gro to fertilize with. I'm sure most of you have heard of this brand and probably used this plant food. It comes as a dry blue powder that you merely mix with water. Within several days, the plants generally are revitalized and flourish with new growth, and thus the name Miracle-Gro.
We've observed for years that believers have been on a search for products like Miracle-Gro for their spiritual growth. Many are interested in a Miracle-Gro type formula, like 5 easy steps to being a mature Christian, with a guarantee that it will work in 5 weeks. Well, of course, materials are available to aid our spiritual growth, such as seminars, books, video series, specialized courses, etc. We've been blessed by many of them through the years, and we now benefit from some of these sources that are up on the internet.
However, God has not ordained any quick 5-point plan to maturity. Certainly both our salvation and subsequent growth is a miracle and a work of divine grace. But our Christian growth and maturity is something that will take place throughout our entire life. There may be spurts of growth, but generally solid growth is incremental over a lifetime of following Christ.
When we first moved to Lancaster County, we sat behind Al and Theda Book in church. They were an older couple who had dedicated their entire lives in service for Christ. In their supposed retirement years, they continued to demonstrate a hunger for God's Word, fellowship with the believers, and were very active in Christian service. What a blessing it was to see their desire to continue to grow in God's grace and knowledge. They're now with the Lord, but we keep a small photo of them above our desk as a reminder of their steadfast walk in the Lord.
In fact, I scanned that photo and placed it on the site today, and Brooksine made sure and tell me to get that back up where it goes. Mm-hmm. Well, Peter completed his final epistle with a powerful challenge to his readers. Again, it's our daily verse. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word grow in this text is in the present, active, and imperative, which means this growth is to be ongoing, is non-optional, and we have a part in it.
Today, we want to encourage you to continue to grow in your faith as you dutifully carry out the spiritual exercise that nurture your spirit. Bible reading, prayer, fellowship with other Christians, Christian service, witnessing for Jesus, standing up for biblical truth, enduring hardship and overcoming trials and so forth. And painful as it is, we also grow through our mistakes. That is, if we learn the lessons that keep us from repeating them.
At times your spiritual growth is rapid, while at other times it's very slow and practically indiscernible. But growth, stability, and faithfulness over the long term are what really matters. Let us stay faithful as we step by step walk in the footsteps of Jesus.
Let's pray together. Father, we want to grow in the grace and knowledge imparted to us through the teachings of Jesus and your faithful servants as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. We know this involves much more than simply reading the scriptures. It includes meditating and memorizing principles and portions of the inspired text. It includes saying no to ungodliness and worldly passions and living self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. As our world continues to slide into decadence and self-indulgence, it means that we, with great intention, set our heart's desire on that which is pure and holy, so that we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We do remind you that we have a website at dailyencouragement.net that we place these messages on in a text form, but we also are able to include photos and musical links, and we normally have some additional reflections that are not included in the devotional encouragement itself. We have some of those types today, and you'll just have to go if you care to read them, a little bit more of a reflection about Alan Theda Book, who we referenced in the message. Then an interesting meeting we had last night with a young couple right here on our country road, Crable Church Road. That is quite interesting, we feel. Well, our musical focus today are some songs of Scripture that we highly believe in, the power of memorizing and singing God's Word. And we found some resources that we want to share with you today. They're available as a link on your from your web email or on the website, however you happen to be listening to this. Or, well, at that point, you'll be looking at this. And we want to encourage you. And today, with the song that I was not able to find a suitable online version of to share, but it's the old hymn, I Love to Tell the Story, came to mind as we concluded this posting. We want to follow the words from the hymn text. We want them to be true in our own lives. Brooksie, why don't you share that before I close?
I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Continue to faithfully serve the Lord and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.